In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In today's epistle reading, St. Paul is addressing the division between Jews and Gentiles in his day, but even though this passage seems to have more of a historical interest, it also applies to us today. It has a message for us today. He begins by saying, "Glory and honor and peace for everyone who does good." He's saying that those who do good will receive glory, honor, and peace from God. Those who do good. Now, if we think hard about this, there might be some people who wonder if this conflicts with what St. Paul says elsewhere, where he talks about salvation by grace, through faith, and he says not by works. So do our good works matter? Here he seems to say yes. There, does he say no? Well, it's important to read the scriptures carefully, because a superficial contrast often can be understood through the context. So in that other passage, St. Paul says, "It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." But he goes on to say, "For we are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus, to do those good works which have been set before us, that we might walk in them." So, through grace, through God's grace, and our grabbing onto that grace by trusting Him through faith, we are transformed and enabled to do those good works that God wants us to do. Faith isn't an end in itself. It is a gateway to becoming those kind of people that God created us to be. Righteous people who live according to His law. So it does matter what we do. Glory, honor, and peace are for everyone who does good. St. Paul goes on to say, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. He's saying, for both Jews and Gentiles. You know, from the Jewish perspective, Gentiles were sort of lost and irredeemable. They were those in utter darkness, because they hadn't received the revelation of God through the law of Moses. They hadn't received all of the promises and blessings that God had given to the people of Israel through Moses and through the law. And so the Gentiles were seen as being in utter darkness. So what St. Paul says here is quite shocking and startling for them. He says, even Gentiles, when they do good, will receive glory, honor, and peace. A little bit later, he says the opposite, you know, he says the inverse. He says those who sin, whether they are Gentiles or Jews, they will also perish. Sinners will perish. The righteous will receive glory, honor, and peace, and it doesn't matter what label you have on you, Jew or Gentile. So the message for us today is to be careful about, you know, an overconfidence in the label that we bear, right? Just like the Jews were overconfident in having the law and having membership in the people of God, it can be tempting for us to be overconfident in our membership in the Orthodox Church, to see that as kind of a firm anchor of hope, Mere membership will not save anyone. Not if we refuse to take advantage of the grace of God in the church by trusting God to use that grace in our lives and thereby being transformed into people who do good, people who are righteous, people who, as righteous people, belong in the company of the righteous God. So we ought not to rest on our laurels, so to speak. You know, simply taking comfort in our being Orthodox Christians. We have to take advantage of all of the gifts we have received, putting the faith into practice. As St. Paul says, it is not the hearers of the law who are righteous. It's not those who hear the gospel who are righteous, but those who do the law, those who do the gospel, those who put it into practice. They are the ones who are justified, made righteous. They're the ones who will receive glory, honor, and peace from God. There's a further message for us, and that is not to be overly focused on learning. As Orthodox Christians, and I definitely tend in this direction as well, we have such a wealth of tradition and such a wealth of theology, richness of theology, a richness of spiritual writings, that we could spend our whole day just reading and reading and reading and voraciously just bringing in all that information, studying and then debating with other peoples, you know, what's the meaning of hypostasis and ousia, and what are the energies of God and the essences of God, and or the essence of God, and what are all these things, you know, and refining our systematic understanding of the faith. Sort of like the Jews at that time would study the law and parse it and, you know, gather up all of the sayings of the various rabbis, interpreting it and doing sort of the same thing, just with the tradition they'd received rather than with the tradition we've received. But it is not the hearers of the law, but the doers of the law who are justified. In fact, St. Paul goes on to say, the Gentiles sometimes do what the law requires, even though they've never heard the law. Why? Because God has written these things on our hearts. As St. Paul says at the beginning of Romans, you know, all of creation, us as creations of God, but all of the created world, it reveals God. It reveals its maker. And so we can learn things about God from life, from experience. And Gentiles, if they learn, if those who haven't even heard the Word of God learn from experience about God and do those things that God loves, that's laudable. That's a blessing. That's dear to God. So for us, rather than focusing merely on learning, we ought to focus on putting into practice everything we've learned, both what we've learned from the tradition and what we've learned from our life spent with God, that practical learning that He gives us as we seek Him. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, let us take a lesson from St. Paul's admonishment of the Jews, not simply resting on our identity as Orthodox Christians, not simply immersing ourselves in all of this head knowledge, but translating it into life lived with God through obedience, through prayer, through worship, through service of others. To the glory of God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.